Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They don't poop themselves as much.
Speak for yourself, yeah. Freddy.
Oh, okay.
I'm pooping myself right now.
You're pooping right
now.
I'm
not even a kid anymore.
Well, other things are difficult, like conversations about their adult incontinence and also conversations about money.
Money.
The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help.
Let's be honest, in 20 years, they're probably going to be using, like, bottle caps and whatever else the roaming wastelands require.
Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. What they don't tell you is that literacy sometimes does mean spending a lot of money on Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. That app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores, customize your family's needs, and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. You think they're hitting the farm kids as much as they are hitting the city kids? You know what I mean? Like milking the cow.
Yeah.
Those
getting Beth her adult diapers.
What was your childhood chore that you had to do, Beth?
I had to empty the dishwasher and also pick up dog poop.
Okay. I didn't do the dishes. You got a dishwasher? I didn't have it. I did the dishes.
Ah, you folks.
And weeded. Not smoke weed. That would have been a good chore. No, kids back in the day, before there was such a thing called marijuana, weeds described plants that lived in your garden that would kill other plants. So, like, that, I would have to get rid of them.
I was the dishwasher in my family, but also I would wash the dishes and put them into the dishwasher because the Asian household will use the dishwasher on fully clean washed dishes. Mm. It's kind of a thing. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's
yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah.
This, yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Live from the Forgotten Realms at the BBC, the Bullywugs Broadcast Center, it's Saturday Night Live! Starring Daryl Wilson.
I'm just like leaning up against like a door in the middle of New York City holding a pizza and I wink.
Henry Oak. Ooh, Henry is sampling from a farmer's market in this cool neon street in New York City.
Glenn Close.
Glenn is like tuning up the guitar and does the old like, oh, I didn't see you there. And then the bandmates behind him just look pissed. It's like, why have you not tuned yet?
Ron Stampler.
It's literally just a bad headshot and the audience doesn't even clap that much.
And introducing your host, Peyton Bennett.
Peyton is like chasing down the host of this week's show with a knife.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live. It's an advice show where people call in asking for advice about fatherhood, and you're going to get it from these four daddies. You're going to get advice from these four daddies and me, Peyton, your main man, who's a daddy in spirit, I'd like to think. We're going to be taking calls, which means just shout real loud from wherever you are in your village.
Hey, Peyton. Hi, Henry here. I just want to say I think it's really nifty that you have your own show here at the Bullywogs Broadcast Center. I think that's so cool. You're such an enterprising eight-year-old. I just want to say you're doing a great job, kid. You're gonna go places.
Yeah, I'm doing it on spec. We're not actually recording right now. I just feel like I want to get people hyped up about it.
Are we asking the questions?
You are no, the Ron. Opposite.
Oh, we're answering the questions.
Yeah, we're answering them, Ron.
That's great. I'm not a great asker, but I'm a great answerer. I'm looking forward to meeting all of these new voices.
Oh, wow. My resident stones are just lighting up in this bag here. Stone one, who do we got?
Happy Father's Day. What would you say are some things you should or shouldn't do or say when you discover that you're going to be a dad? Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie P.
You know, when both of my boys were born, I had like a poem ready that I wrote for them. And then, you know, it was kind of like my little welcome to Earth moment for the two boys and for Mercedes.
You punched him in the face and said, welcome to Earth.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to say, who's the father? And then, like, you know, raise your eyebrows.
No, I did. I had to ask that.
You did. You did, Ron. That makes sense.
I think something that you wouldn't want to say, which is this is a joke of sorts. You wouldn't want to be like, well, is it terminal, doctor? Is it serious? Is there something I can take for that?
That's dark, man.
Wow, Ron.
Well, that's why it's a joke.
Well, you know, I would say that if you do discover you're going to be a dad, first things first is you're going to make sure you check what the various financial support needs are depending on your relationship with whoever it is. I'm just kidding. You know, playing Christmas music doesn't actually mean you sleep around a lot. Actually, a lot of people think that, but no, it's not generally
the case. I don't think I ever heard that. Is that something that people think?
I didn't think that.
Yeah.
No? No.
But I do want to say that, you know, if you do sleep around with a lot of people, that's okay too, Glenn. You know, it doesn't really have anything to do with the question that was being asked, but, you know.
A question for adventuring dads. When your child is old enough, what would your recommendation be for a first pet? Cat, dog, rabbit, or something more exotic like a snake?
Thank you for that question, Rob. I would say a knife.
First.
a knife?
Was that your first pet, Peyton?
First, last, and only.
What did you name it?
I don't want to say Stabby because that's really like obvious.
Well,
you could just say whatever the actual name was. You don't have to.
Yeah,
to impress us by coming up with something funny or cool. Like if his name was Stabby, that's okay. You're eight. No one expects you to be a grown man who would come up with something funny like in an improv setting. So if it's
here's the thing about knives. Much like enemies, they lose some of their sharpness if you know their name. The mystique is part of its allure. So I can't. The only time you'll know its name is when it's about to enter your neck.
That's what she said.
I mean, dogs. Dogs are a man's best friend, or all people's. Y'all's best friends. All man, woman, everybody's best. They're best friends. So
yeah, I agree in that a pet is something that should be cherished and potentially married. Ron Stampler, I met the love of my life posing as a pet, and maybe she thought she was getting a pet, but maybe she thought she was getting a partner. All I mean is it's the same thing. It's a lifelong commitment till death do you part, and thankfully hamsters die early.
You know, I'll pick up on what Ron's laying down there. I think, you know, call me crazy. I think a classic starter pet is like a guppy fish or a gerbil. It's something your kids can love, but you know, it's, you know, sometimes you need that important conversation about death to kind of help them work through that and process that. And I'm not saying that you buy a pet that you know is going to die soon, but you know, like sometimes
you buy one
like,
that's already dead. Huh?
I mean, that is what you just said, though.
That's exactly what he said. It's not what I'm trying to say, is I guess, because it sounds a little cruel when you say it that way. So I'm trying to say the same thing.
I don't
want to
give my kid a dead animal.
I'm not.
That's like a meal. I'm not going to be like, here's a cow.
And if you can do that, I'd still say a dog. Just get them like a really old dog.
Yeah, I guess you could get them a really old dog that is going to die soon. You could get them like, I feel like what's nice about a guppy is that it dies. I can't believe I'm saying that.
How would you
won't care about
that
it very much?
Kid.
Let's be honest.
I guess what I
do you know the name of your first guppy? I had guppies.
I don't know. I don't remember the name of my first guppy.
Well, yeah, that kind of proves your point, man.
And nobody gets a guppy. I got like 10 guppies because you just scoop them up from like the local pond, like, and you put them in the jar, and then you forget. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I forgot the air holes. But I was like 4, and that was a whole jar of dead guppies.
No offense, Daryl, but I don't know if you're the right one to maybe tackle this question. But it sounds like you guys have a family dog though, and that's working out great for you.
Well, yeah, but Grant lost it. That's okay.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Well, maybe start. Maybe next
According
time.
To you,
get,
that'd
maybe
be murder.
Next time, get Grant a guppy.
Hi. Out of all of the movies you've taken your kids to go and see, which one did you think that you would hate going into it, but you turned out to absolutely love, and now you have to pretend that you don't like it at all?
Thank you for that, Sean Secaret Hennessy.
That's an easy one, man. Those Minions movies. I thought, I was like, nah, I can't get over it, but those guys are great.
I love those little banana boys. I'm right there with you, Glenn.
I love those guys, man. They're great. They're hilarious.
Have you seen this online that sometimes people take pictures of the Minions and they put funny words with them or like a funny little saying? It'll be like, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. Like that stuff that,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Those just kill me.
Of course, I'm kidding. Minions suck.
Well, I kind of trusted you on that one. And now I kind of feel like
I'm just kidding. They're great. It's the only
Glenn.
Thing Universal puts out that I can stand. You know what I mean?
You're as wacky as one of those wacky Minions. That's what I think.
That's kind of where I kept my like sense of off tilt sense of humor from is I just think like, what would the Minions do in this situation? And I always chuckle. And that's kind of been a big part of informing kind of what I do on a day to day, man. It really had an effect on me. But like, I guess there's some hate for Minions. So yeah. Minions suck, and I'm winking at you, you know what I mean?
I get you. It's one of those ironic things to say. Hey, say, here's a funny Minion joke from one of the big pictures that I saw on my Facebook wall. How do you, and there's a little picture of a Minion frowning at an empty coffee cup. How do you feel when there's no coffee? Depresso. Right? Anyway, I was going to say Zootopia for my movie. I feel like that movie, I was like, here we go. I don't really take a shining to talking animal movies. But, you know, that movie had a lot of really important, powerful things to say about prejudice and how we should treat each other. And I was just like, dang, this is a good one.
Frankly, pretty much any movie that's not Primer I like. You know, you put it in front of me, I can relax. I drink a beer, I'm happy. So
I was going to say that Terry wanted to take the bus to go downtown. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. But then we ended up riding the bus, and it was very nice because you can listen to music, look at your phone, and you don't have to worry about paying attention to the road. So that was great.
So you just you had a good time on public transpo.
Yeah, we were moving. The move. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite type of movie.
I get it.
I like Ubers, too.
Trains? I think Ron says it, but I don't think Ron gets it.
Or Lyft, rather.
It sounds like you might have liked the movie Taxi with Queen Latifah.
I have never seen it.
If you had to had one of the other dads as your dad, which dad would dad you and why?
Thank you, Calvin S. Cuckley.
If I had to have one of you gentlemen as my dad...
I think Peyton would be really cool if he was your dad, Daryl.
Oh, shucks. No.
I think Peyton, you know I love you, little dude.
Yeah.
But I think you got a lot of growing to do before you can, you know, have a kiddo.
Excuse me.
I mean, do you want to have a kid, right?
Peyton's probably killed more people than most dads have killed people.
Well, let me ask a question. Peyton, do you want to have a kid right now?
No, but I would step up. I would take that responsibility out of myself. You know?
That's a great response, Peyton, because I was just going to say that I would like you to be my dad.
Peyton, from that answer, I changed my answer. I think I'd want you to be my dad also. That's a good answer.
It's too late, Daryl. It's too late. He's my dad.
Oh.
Hey, there's plenty of Peyton to go around, baby.
Hey, Glenn, do you want to say each other so that we're not left out? Like, I was going to say that I'd want you to be my dad because you seem really laid back.
Oh, that's crazy. I was about to say I want me to be my own dad, too.
I walked into that one, you scamp. Oh, that's dad always razzing on me. Ah, classic, classic dad.
Hey, Dungeon Daddy dudes, I got a question for you. How do you turn your kids' gross, gnarly days into a totally tubular day? You're watching? What are you watching?
Go on the go.
Oh, yeah? Can dad talk?
Yeah, I can.
You sure?
Yeah.
I was asking a question to the Dungeon Dads. What do you think?
Yeah, you can do it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Rad Ryan.
Depends on the age of the kiddo.
Hey, gross gnarly days can hit anybody at any time. And see, for me, what I do is I'll go to Disneyland or get some ice cream or both. You know, there's ice cream at Disneyland, which is great.
What about when your son Terry is having a tough day, Glenn?
What?
Isn't your son Terry, when you and Terry are having a tough time, like, how do you cheer up Terry?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking about Nick?
I don't understand. What do you mean? Terry is Glenn's son. Nick is your son. Right?
No, reverse I think it. You got that reverse flip, it. My man.
Oh, have I been doing that wrong this whole time? Oh, jeepers. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just people under 15, I have a tough time keeping track of names. It's, you know, I just kind of have like a face blindness when it comes to kids.
You can use that to get out of jury duty if there's ever like a crime involving a
You're
kid.
You're right. If there's ever a kid murder where a kid murders another kid, you know,
that.
And I was the witness, I wouldn't have to testify.
I will keep that in mind.
You're right, Peyton. Henry, there would be an unreliable witness for anything you do.
Yeah, I'm going to call him first.
Well, I've always felt that the best move to turn a gnarly day for whenever Nick's feeling down is a little trick I call Amazon gift card.
Hmm. Oh.
It's an Amazon gift card.
I don't know if I want Glenn to be my dad anymore.
Dang, man. You don't like Amazon? I mean, I get the politics around Bezos and stuff, but it is just kind of a nice, convenient way to get things.
You know, that's true. If you're someone who shows your affection through gift giving, that's true. I shouldn't judge. That's very fair.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's okay to judge, Henry. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the best way to always solve your kid's problems is just to give him money.
That's Daryl, as long as we're judging people, he could try talking to his kid when he's having a problem.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that's always a good thing. Listen to what your kid's going through, and then,
I do. Hold on.
And then tell them we'll talk about it later.
It's dissolving.
Don't get it twisted, guys.
Henry, do you have something to say?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I think you gotta listen to your kid and see what he wants to do. Just try to take his mind off of what's going on and have a good time.
Don't get it twisted. The Amazon gift card is more of a solution based on what kind of video-related things he wants to see and what kind of objects or things he wishes to acquire. That only kind of narrowly solves those problems, which is, I think, 90% of kids' problems.
I think if you're having a gnarly, gross day, you can wait until the next day, and then it might not be the same day anymore.
You know what, Ron? That's actually a good answer. Sometimes you just got to let a kid go through things. Like, kids got to grow up. Sometimes, you know, think about the bad days you have. You always want somebody bothering you about it?
My thought on this is that gnarly, gross days call for a hug, and totally tubular days call for a high five. And that's the news from Lake Wobegon, where, is anyone, never mind.
Another question.
Hey, dads, longtime listener, first time caller. I have a 2-part question. First, can you talk about how your personal definition of masculinity has changed since having a son? And second, if you had to choose to have nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, which would you choose?
Thank you for that question, Cheristy Chippendale.
Peyton, can you clarify that? I don't know about that first part of the question. The second one seems a little more interesting. What was the second one? What was that? Nipples
the
for eyes?
The second one was, if you were cursed and had to choose between having nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, which would you choose? The first one was about masculinity. I don't think it sounds like a curse. It sounds like a blessing.
Well, do you lose the first one? Do you not have any more eyes at all? Like, your eyes are now nipples, so you don't have eyes.
I think that's the stipulation.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but it does feel like if you reword that to say, what would you rather have, extra nipples or extra eyes? The answer is pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight for extra eyes, man.
Extra eyes, baby.
But what if they're exclusive, though?
So what happens? The other thing just becomes like skin.
So you mean like they can't see other nipples?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, like, your eyes have to go on your chest.
Yeah, I think he's saying like where it's just about a positioning thing. It's either the nipples are where your eyes would be. No, wait, this is the same either way, though.
I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It's either you have more eyes or more nipples.
More nipples.
No, hold on, because I think it means...
No, it's not reversing.
Oh, gosh, what a riddle. You're right. I don't think I understand the question.
Either your two eyes turn into two nipples or your two nipples turn into two eyes. And I would much rather have four eyes and no nipples than four nipples and no eyes.
I agree.
I would like my left nipple to be my right eye and then my right eye to go to the location of my left nipple. Please. Okay.
So you just want your eyes backwards on your chest is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want a completely normal life, except that my left nipple has switched places with my right eye.
Oh, so you've got kind of an eye patch thing going on. You've got the most horrifying eye patch reveal ever. Cocked and loaded.
Yes.
Just a nipple up there.
Anybody have any thoughts on the first question about how your definition of masculinity changed?
I think I'll take a shot on the first question, which is that, you know, before I had my two beautiful boys, I thought that being a man was all about just being really tough and really single-minded and always knowing what to do. And then I had these two beautiful boys, and they were these wonderful little balls of chaos that came into my life. And I realized that being a man is about love, and it's about loving the people around you and taking care of them and giving them high fives on tubular days and hugs on gnarly days. And, you know, I just feel like maybe you don't need to be so tough all the time. Maybe you don't need to, maybe, you know, there's strength in, gosh darn it, I'm rambling now.
I think it's a good answer.
Before I became a father, I thought that I couldn't possibly be more manly and masculine. But I learned after becoming a stepfather and stepping up that I was wrong.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
What were you wrong about? That you could become more manly? Is that what the...
Oh, no. My manliness, my masculinity has increased to such a degree that previous life Ron, who thought that he could not be any manlier, well, that guy just looks like a sissy who didn't know anything anymore.
I mean, yeah, I don't think much has, I mean, other than just kind of really understanding what my dad always taught me that not being a man, just being a good person was being there for your family. So, you know, I think when I was young, I didn't always understand that. But once I had my own kid, it's true. I don't think it changed so much as just I really kind of learned that my dad was right, like he usually was.
Whether you've got nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, the important thing is that you're there for your kids.
Fantastic.
Do you think if you had eyes for your nipples for eyes, like, and you ran a marathon, like, would you put Vaseline to stop them from chaff? Like, your eyes would chaff, right? That'd be horrible.
If you had eyes for nipples, would you wear a shirt like this or like this?
You wear it with the nipples cut out like a bee.
Yeah.
Well, free the nipple is free the nipple, not free the nipples. So I don't understand why anybody was ever, you know.
Oh, and now they'd have to say, excuse me, my eyes are down here.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, more questions.
Hi, Dads. I was just wondering what the first thing that you said to your sons were after they were born.
Thank you for that lovely question, Ellie Solomon.
Well, this is an easy one, man. What I did was I held my fist out for a fist bump, and I got it. That's how I knew that Nick was a true blue close boy.
Did he return your fist bump at the age of zero?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he was kind of flailing around. I don't know how much, you know, like, intention was behind it, but I felt the intention, you know what I mean?
Glenn, if you felt it, your son, he fist pumped you right then.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There's a lot of emotions that happened. I mean, honestly, I probably said something like, you're perfect or you're beautiful or, you know, there's just a lot of,
gross.
Well, sorry, Peyton, what do you want, man? It's a big deal when your kid comes out.
Hey, Peyton, what would you say to your kid if you had a kid?
Yeah. You want to be a dad?
I go, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's it, huh?
That's it?
Yeah. I'd see the kid and be like, ooh, looks like me, but small. Hell yeah.
You know, that's really positive. I think that's good to show enthusiasm. Gosh, for me, there was a lot of weepy crying. And then, you know, I stammered out the sort of contemporaneous poem that sprung to my mind as I saw my two beautiful boys.
You remember any lines from that poem?
Oh, it's been so long, but the words are still etched in my heart. Let's see if I can remember them. Oh, joyous leaves have sprung forth from the ground of my me and my wife's love.
Why did you ask for this?
You know, that's okay. I get it. That's cool. I love it.
Like flowers shall you bud and face the sun, and I shall cherish and love and water and protect you and fill you with joy and fertilize your soil, but not in a gross way, in like a way that it's a plant metaphor for all your days. My beautiful boys, I love you. Namaste. I think that was the poem. I might have flubbed a line or two in there, but that was the poem, I think. And again, there was a lot of crying going on.
Ron, what did you say when you first met your kid? Because, like, you probably remember that. I mean, it's probably more recent, right?
Yeah, it was. It
that
was.
Must have been nerve-wracking.
Samantha had talked to me about it a lot before I met him. And then I think she talked to Terry a lot, too. So there was a lot of talking going on. But then when I first met Terry, I said, "Hi, I'm Ron. You can call me Ron." And then he just didn't talk to me for 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, you guys, you put the work in, Ron. You guys are doing really well now.
We are. You know, I like to stay on my toes because whenever I'm in doubt of what to say to give words of encouragement to my stepson, Terry Jr., I just say, "Hi, I'm Ron."
Mm.
Hey, Payne, you want to do another question there?
Yeah, I do.
I had a question for you guys. My wife and I are due for our first child in September, and I wanted to sing him. I'm not the best singer, but I wanted to sing a lullaby to him. And I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions or if you maybe had some that you sung to your sons.
That question's from Eric Bajorquez.
I always just go for the Iron Maiden discography. Run to the Hills is always a good one to get them going.
Interesting.
You can fall asleep to that one. That galloping beat, you know, kind of just lulls you to sleep.
Yeah.
I think it works pretty well. I found it works pretty good. I mean, you don't turn it up, Henry. Like, you know, you keep it nice and quiet, but...
You know, I feel the same way about my favorite lullaby, Greensleeves, which is a classic. I mean, as the kids say, that shit slaps. You put green sleeves on, that baby's going to sleep. And, you know, that was always like, you know, maybe you played on a nice recorder or a lute. Like, you know, I find that medieval music really, really soothes the nerves of a wee baby.
Slap that baby.
That's actually a little bit of vernacular from our world, which I think refers to the slap of a slap bass, is I think where that comes from.
I was just willing to go with you on it. I thought it was kind of creepy, but I was like, I'll support Henry. Like, whatever. He seems confident.
Yeah, you don't. Well, yeah, don't. The doctor might. Do they even do that
anymore?
Unless
they're choking on something, in which case I think you want to slap him on the back. It's been a while since I had to do that.
I think you do like a suction thing, don't you?
No, Glenn, it's depending on the age. It's like a put them over your forearm and do a little back slap sort of thing. I don't know about the suction thing.
No, there is. There's like a suction thing. No, what do you want?
You don't have to elaborate. It sounds wrong. Yeah. So,
I mean, maybe I'll just say that Daryl and his friend Matt didn't learn that in any classes preparing for a baby.
Oh, Daryl, I didn't know you had a friend named Matt. Who's your friend Matt?
I think every white guy has a friend named Matt.
Every woman has dated three Matts.
Every woman's dated three Matts. Except for my wife. She only dated one. Oh.
Who was it?
Carol dated your friend Matt? Is that what you just said?
Yep, that's what I said.
Wow. I thought you guys met in high school. He must have been like her junior high boyfriend or something.
Yeah, probably. He's probably awesome.
Hey, Peyton, who did you say asked that question?
That was Eric Bajorquez.
Oh, that's so wild. She's more than a friend, less than a lover. Beth May actually went to high school with a man named Eric Bajorquez. And speaking of lullabies, they seem to have a song that they knew by heart that I think would be great for kids. It's called Lose Yourself by Eminem. I know all the lyrics, of course, but if Eric is looking for ideas, maybe he could think back to those high school times and spit a verse for his upcoming son.
Delightful.
All right. I usually just do
Can you spill the tea on Beth May and this guy? It sounds, yeah. Sounds like there's something there.
I know that she'd say, like, oh my God, Eric, so good to hear from you. Love you. So excited for you and Christina. Woo! I think that's what she Fantastic. Would say. That's my Beth impression.
Ron, that's a good impression.
That's a really good impression.
Insanely good impression. I know. Wow, Ron.
Holy shit. All right. Let's have one last question.
All right.
Hey, guys. If you were to create the ideal perfect dad, Powerpuff Girls style, what traits must be included and why?
Thank you again, Maddie Gillespie, for that final question.
Oh, I love that. Do we all want to say one and then, like, that'll be the perfect dad? Like, whatever each one of us says?
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
We're all standing around the big pot of Chemical X, and we've all got to throw in something to make the perfect Powerpuff dad. So, Glenn, why don't you kick us off?
2020 vision.
That's the first. You could have been anything.
Gee whiz, as a glasses wearer, I feel kind of subtly attacked by that.
You know what, Glenn, that's a good answer, because
they got laser surgery. You can fix yourself right. I'm just saying it's important that the dad have it's nice and sharp, so that way any sort of threats from afar, like any sort of like rogue vehicles or what have you, you got plenty of warning.
That's a good answer, Glenn, because I was just gonna say the best trait would be to be my dad, like just throw my dad in there, and he didn't have 20/20 vision, so like I never thought anybody could be better than my dad, but I guess my dad with better vision.
This guy really likes his dad, Jesus.
Would be good.
Okay, so we have 20/20 vision, Daryl's dad. Yeah. Ron, what would you throw in?
Maybe a few receipts.
My dad kept receipts.
And then...
Gotta do that.
No, just, you know, like the receipts you might keep in pockets or something.
Oh, that's a good
something.
Idea. Can I change your mind to having a wallet chain?
I think a lot of dads have hairy arms, and then some do not have hair on their heads, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If they did, that'd be cool. It may be like, I don't know, like big bottles of ketchup, because dads love ketchup. And then maybe like
I was kind of thinking one ingredient each, but keep going. This is good. You know, there's no wrong answers.
Well, why don't you pick your favorite one of those? We each put one thing in. Like, I just put in one thing, my dad. And Glenn put one thing in, 20/20 vision. So
although it sounds like Glenn wants to change what he's putting into wallet chain.
Okay.
Yeah, because that way your dad will never lose the wallet. And then your dad will never like be not without his ID and stuff, which is always important to have on you.
I would like to put in also Daryl's dad.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got... Daryl's dad, a wallet chain, another version of Daryl's dad. Gosh, what do I want to throw in here? I think I'd put in a copy of the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which is all about a son and a father. And, you know, I thought that was a really good book, so I'd put that in there. And then maybe also, like, in the book, so it still counts as one item, I'd put, like, a link to a Google sheet that has a list of a whole bunch of other really good books about fatherhood.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What about you, Peyton?
2 knives, one for each dad.
Okay.
Peyton. Hey, Peyton, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about
what?
Instead of holding just one knife, what if you had 2 knives?
No, but Glenn, what?
Well, now that you've said it, that's all I'm going to think
Wait,
about.
Wait, I thought that this was supposed to be for one dad. If we're having more than one dad, I don't think why I can't put in a bunch of other stuff, like some flannel and maybe some chewing gum.
Oh, you know, that is, chewing gum is important. Go ahead, Ron, take us out. Just throw in everything you want to throw into this dad gumbo. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. A Kentucky State magnet. One of those big pens that doesn't really work very well and the end is kind of chewed off.
But they also never run out of ink for some reason.
Ron, yeah. This is redundant. You're just describing my dad. Keep going.
I would throw in like a remote that's been chewed up by a dog. And then I would throw in like a napkin that somebody sneezed into. And then unused bottle of hand sanitizer. And then
real good.
Maybe just a few like packing boxes, like an Amazon box or something. And then, you know, a stuffed animal or something. But then... also some naughty sex things.
Okay. All right.
A good board game and then wide ruled notebook paper. And a watch from Rite Aid.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our first ever Daddy Day college show.
Thanks to all of our Patreon supporters for sending in all those great questions. We couldn't get to all of them, but thank you for sending them anyway. You can find out more and join our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads.
That's the end of the show, everyone. That's the end of Saturday Night Live. Thanks to our musical guest, Sting. Thanks to 21 Pilots.
Happy Father's Day. Maybe you don't celebrate Father's Day, but just in case, we're celebrating it for you by being your fathers.
Happy Father's Day.
Hold on. Sorry, Beth. I do need to jump in there. We are not your fathers in any sort of financial obligation sense.
Please sign this form that says Dungeons & Daddies LLC is not your fathers. Happy Father's Day.
I'm legally all your fathers. If you send me a stationery with a legal letterhead, I will settle instantly. Terrifying.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. Listen, you got subscriptions that you forgot about? I guarantee you, you have subscriptions that you're paying for. You're paying for every month and you don't even use anymore. Or sometimes you sign up for something and you sign up for something and the day later you don't even realize it. Rocket Money can cancel those subscriptions for you in a single click. And they'll even help negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. You just submit a picture of a bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money, for those of you who don't know, personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place with one tap. If you see something you don't want, you just help cancel it just by tapping your fingers. And their dashboard shows you monthly spending compared to last month, so you can see where your habits are, see how you're doing, see how the trend lines are going. They can help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track. Rocket Money's over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time. KiwiCo. It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson when I was like bike riding age and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So okay. KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space about dinosaurs or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
My God.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, I'm looking at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens.
The problem is that screens made them.
Oh my God,
really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You run out of them by like age 4.
KiwiCo does
like,
that.
I've already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at kiwico.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
so
far.
That's really good.
20% off your
summer venture at Kiwi, KIWICO.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the
perfect? Or are we?
Aura Frames. Aura Frames.
If you've got pictures of seals, I know where you should go.
Crank them onto your Aura Frames and give it to your mom.
There's a big scroll that you're like, I got to take a picture of that.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames. You can put pictures of seals on there if you want. You can put pictures of Seal, the singer, on there if you want. They allow you to share
display.
You can buy a bunch
of these and put other like gross stuff on them for your goon room.
It's true. It allows you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload
Make
and share
a goon
photos.
Room your mom's comfortable walking into.
Via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame. Listen to this, Anthony, with preloaded photos and memories.
There we go.
Dude, I preloaded my Aura frame with pictures of Pitbull and Pitbulls. So sometimes I get Mr. Worldwide and sometimes...
No matter what, you win.
I'm just being silly. I have great photos on my Aura frames and I love it.
It's a great Mother's Day gift this year, Beth. You could give
I already did. I did it for last month.
I got one for my mom, too. Moms fucking love it.
Moms love this shit.
Moms listen to me
for Aura.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura.
That's like a goon room for a mom is just photos of your
kids. Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and select it.
Go in there and you see how long you can go without calling your kids.
And selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout for your mom to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.